So let's begin with our first batch of news stories. How shoplifters got me sacked. Plans to transform a former Lidl supermarket emerge. And a centenary event will celebrate 100 years of a beloved park.
The shoplifting surge troubling so many businesses has seen a worker sacked for trying to challenge thieves in a city supermarket. A co-op worker who tackled thieves nabbing goods from the shop has been sacked over his bid to stop them. Damien Moon challenged shoplifters three times in the store in Hall Road. But he was shocked when bosses gave him marching orders saying that they prioritise people over property. Mr. Moon, who had worked in the shop for more than 7 years, said, "It's really bad with shoplifters. It's something everyone has to deal with on a constant basis. But I was fired for not standing back and leaving them. People can just walk in, steal whatever they want and leave again. There's nothing stopping them." An East of England co-op spokesman said, "While we were unable to comment on individual cases, we prioritise people over property. The safety and well-being of our colleagues and customers is one of our top priorities, and our policies are designed to protect them both. Failing to follow these procedures can put everyone at risk. We regularly remind our colleagues of these policies and the support available to them, but they shouldn't put themselves or others in harm's way when dealing with shoplifting."
A charity supporting people suffering from trauma, sexual violence and mental health issues is turning 50 this month. Norwich-based St Barnabas Counselling Centre provides support to people dealing with recovery and healing from grief or loss, anxiety or depression management and relationship difficulties. St Barnabas is a low-cost service for all Norfolk residents who can't afford private counselling, meaning clients only pay what they can afford. An 18-month therapy service is available for self-referring clients on an assessment basis with a mix of 30 trainee and fully qualified therapists volunteering at the Derby Street Counselling Centre. The charity already has a contract with Norwich City Council supporting people at risk of homelessness and Norwich University of the Arts to provide therapy to students over a 3-year course. As of 2 years ago, free services to asylum seekers, refugees and migrants have been offered on a short-term basis of 12 to 15 sessions. Therapists work with online interpreters to support clients from over 13 countries. On Sunday, June the 16th, St Barnabas is celebrating its 50th anniversary with a walled garden party at Bishop's House.
Plans have emerged to transform a city supermarket that has been closed for more than a year. The Lidl in Drayton Road served its last customers in Mile Cross in April 2023, after nearly 30 years at the site. It was one of the oldest Lidl stores in Britain, having opened in 1995, just a year after the German brand opened its first 10 UK stores. The supermarket firm confirmed that the shop was no longer fit for purpose, but a new use appears to have been found. East of England Cooperative Services have confirmed that the site could be used as a funeral branch after lodging plans for alteration with Norwich City Council. A company spokesman confirmed, "Work has started on site for a new East of England Co-op funeral branch in Norwich, set to open for this local community later this year. The new branch will offer a full range of multi-faith funeral services, as well as arrangement rooms and a service hall." Green City Councillor for this area, Charlie Kane, said, "Planners should keep in mind that we need to keep affordable shops in the area. With Lidl in Aylsham Road and Aldi in Dereham Road, I believe that this in this case, and I'm glad to see an empty building being put to use in the community.
The team behind a multi-million pound project at an historic centre building have outlined the challenges of working at the site. Plans for a 91-room hotel in Chamberlain House in Guildhall Hill were approved by Norwich City Council in July 2021. The building, above the former Tesco Express supermarket, will see the empty offices in the Victorian building turned into hotel rooms, representing an £8 to £10 million investment. Property consultants Ward Hill Walker have stressed the importance of finding the right contractor to help deal with the very complex project. John Walker, consultant surveyor at Ward Hill Walker, said, "It's good news to see progress on the project, and we're very pleased that we've now been able to move on to the site. We originally planned to start work a little earlier this year, but this is a very complex project. At its heart is the conversion of a historic Norwich building that's been out of use for many years into a modern and attractive hotel for the city. So we're taking great care throughout the project. The focus throughout is to maintain the style and character of the original building, constructing extensions that are in keeping with that character and all with sustainability at its core. The building was once home to the department store Chamberlain's, spelt slightly differently, which was founded by Henry Chamberlain after he arrived in Norwich from Edinburgh in 1815. It opened the following year and the store expanded along Dove Street with 120 members of staff. By the end of the 19th century, the store had departments devoted to millinery, furnishings, carpets and clothing. Chamberlain's manufactured many of the items they sold, and in Bottle Street, a factory employing another 800 staff manufactured their fashion products. However, in 1898, a fire destroyed the original store and today's building was built. The store continued to trade in the 1930s and 1940s until the business was taken over in the 1950s by Marshall and Snelgrove, which Debenhams later purchased. It then became home to the Tesco Express, which closed in May 2022 and is being advertised for rent.
Families are being invited to celebrate 100 years of a city park, with live musicians, dancers and even a blow-up Dalek. Higham Park, off the avenues, opened in 1924 and was the first purpose-built park of significant size to be created in Norwich. The Friends of Higham Park Group has been celebrating the Grade 2 listed park's 100th anniversary leading up to a centenary celebration. Roberta Manners from the Friends Group said, "There are people coming to the centenary who played in the park as children and brought their children who have now had children. It's a rite of passage. The park is very well cared for by our gardener of 70 years and is part of our community." The original features of the six-acre park that still stands strong include a tennis pavilion, children's playground enclosure, rockery and encircling flower beds. Steph Simpson, a park user for 47 years, has even written a song for the centenary to the tune of the Grand Old Duke of York. The park has specific historic interest status and survived Second World War air raids relatively unscathed, with a decaying Anderson's air raid shelter still amid the storage units. The celebrations will run from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, June the 15th, and will announce a future exhibition about the park's history.
Norwich is set for a surge in electric scooters after council bosses gave the green light for the city to get up to 1,000 of the electric vehicles. The major expansion for the Beryl scooter rental scheme would double the number of vehicles available, and it would see a number of areas around Norwich which are earmarked for new homes getting access to the vehicles for the first time. Graham Plant, Cabinet Member for Highways, Infrastructure and Transport at Norfolk County Council, used his powers to confirm the expansion, potentially increasing the number of vehicles to 1,000 from the current 480. The geographical area covered will also be expanded. At the moment, Norwich itself is covered, along with Wyndham and Taverham. But the expansion would mean scooters would be available in towns and large villages on the edge of Norwich, such as Cossey, Thorpe End and Rackheath. Council officers said 80,000 people have registered to use the scooters since they were launched. As one of the government's trial e-scooter areas, it is legal for registered users with driving licences to rent Beryl scooters and to use them on public roads and cycle lanes. The use of privately owned e-scooters on public highways, however, remains illegal, and police can issue fines to riders or seize the vehicles.